Good morning, Toronto. Paul Andrigo here. Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered 2019. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of an emotional one for me. I'm pissed. And one of the reasons that I'm pissed is when I see amazing properties handled by anything less than someone amazing, it really bothers me. Now, there's a way to avoid all of this. And this is the thing I'm trying to make sure that you guys who are listening have the advantage on. I don't want you repeating the mistakes of many others who have made just absolute, just disastrous mistakes. And this is even, you know, in the last few weeks, I've seen this. People leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table by just making just repeatedly stupid moves. And I'm talking about some people who have been on and off the market since last year, who just cannot seem to understand that there is a secret formula. There is. I know what it is. Every single one of my listings in 2018 sold and closed successfully. I know what the selling formula is in 2019 as well. I don't have a problem making sure that every single seller in the city, in Toronto, in the GTA, in Durham region, where I'm going to be in March as well with some clients getting their properties ready for sale. The smart ones know that none of this happens randomly. And this is the part that scares me. So I know that there are still some people out there who will either look at a sign on a lawn down the street or possibly look at a flyer and think, you know what? That's enough for me. I'm going to call this one person or, you know, make a decision just based on absolutely zero research. This has to stop. It's a fucking disaster for anybody who makes the mistake of underestimating what your property's worth before you have it properly reviewed by me. And whoever else you need to talk to, by all means, talk to them before. Make sure I'm the last one you speak to. There's a very important reason for that. Because of the way that I do things, I'm able to tell you a little bit about how my formula works even before you're signed up. So the good news is, as long as I am the last one at your dinner table, and this is an honesty, this is a credibility thing, which even in this past week, I found that the credibility of some is non-existent, and it really burns me. This is especially for a set of clients of mine who were told they had a property that they loved, and they were then told that they didn't have it. And that is not at all how I work or how my business works. But it is how others do their business. And of course, I don't like it, but some of you are hiring these people. And again, I have to say it this way, that a lot of times the ones who are the sellers who are like that, they seem to get along well with the agents who are also like that. So without getting into details, and I don't name names, I speak to people directly when I've got a problem. And other people know that, I'm very direct about how I speak, and also I'm very upfront with everybody who I talk to. So this particular podcast here, and this is hopefully the one that you guys are listening to before you do anything at all in the Toronto real estate market or in the GTA area, I need you to make sure that you understand that there is a secret formula to success. There have been for many years, and this is going back, you know, even to the early 2000s, mostly between 2010 and 2017, I would say there was a lot of people experimenting with this, myself included, to get to the point where I have the correct formula. And there is not just one formula. It does vary in the areas that I'm working in. But what I can tell you is that each neighborhood, just like every body part has its functions, every neighborhood also has its behaviors and its patterns. Now, the one thing that you can definitely rely on with me is that I don't trust words. I very rarely trust actions, but I never doubt patterns. So I'm my work, my hard work is generally me waking up before the kids, coming down into my, what I call my war room, which is basically a converted cold room in my home that we, when we bought it, there was this little sort of, maybe 4 by 4 or 5, like 20 something square feet area. And I looked at it and I'm like, man, this is me. This is exactly what I need. So yeah, it's a little bit cold down here sometimes. It's supposed to be. But it keeps me sharp, keeps me awake. And, it's where I record a lot of my podcasts from too. So making sure that you understand that I'm following the patterns in everywhere from the condos downtown Toronto to, you know, a Rosedale or an annex mansion to homes in Oshawa, Pickering, Oakville, Richmond Hill. I'm monitoring what's going on in terms of patterns, not individual sales specifically, but what's going on. Because the debate has been for many years, is the sold over asking price really more important than the sold price? And I don't think so. In some cases, and I've seen this recently, there's been people that have left a lot of money on the table by doing an improper bidding situation. And there's a way to tell you that there's a wrong way and the right way to do this. And I know this because I've got proof of it. And I won't ever say anything on here unless I can show you proof of if this is what's working and that's what's working. So that's what I'm doing 99% of the time behind the scenes before any of my new listings are coming up in the market. I'm right now in a sort of a very driven mode. My current passion project is basically my 100 souls challenge. So that's going to be what's happening in 2019. My goal each month, when you guys are able to, you know, help me get there, because I cannot do this myself, is if I'm able to help between 5 and 10 people each month, whether it's buying, selling, or even just renting, just connecting with you guys, just creating relationships, that for me is the biggest reward. If I'm able to help between 5 and 10 people, for 5 people, I'm able to purchase 25 meals that month to help the hungry and the homeless. If I was to be able to help 10 of you each month, I'm able to double that to 50 meals to help the hungry and the homeless. And that's a big, big thing for me. I did that last year as one of the little sort of side projects that I wanted to do was to provide 21 meals. As a thanks for the amount of clients that I helped last year. And I want to make sure that I can do that. It felt so great and it was so well received by those who were fed, that I would love to, you know, focus on a goal this year of as many as 500 or 600 meals. That to me is such a big deal because again, when you have the ability to do that. And this is about, you know, building longer tables instead of building higher walls. For me, I would much rather, and it feels so much better to focus my energy on that. I don't need trophies. I'm not, and I jokingly saw someone posted something about how there are some award companies that will send you for only $350 will send you that you are the best agent in so-and-so area. And to me, it's just like, what a joke. Who needs that? I certainly don't. So for me, the better award is gratitude and just being thankful for everything that you guys have made possible for me. And I have so many reasons to be grateful for. Every day I wake up and I'm grateful for, again, everything I have, my family, my home, again, the career I have, thanks to, again, so many people. And a lot of you, I would actually say, literally were strangers that sort of came along and literally were instantly best friends. And I mean, literally, like within hours of meeting some of you have invested in me and believed in me and vice versa, more than people I've known for 20 years. So, or my whole life. So for me, this is why this is, there's so much to give back simply because on any given day that I'm working out there with you guys, helping you achieve your dreams, you know, you're doing the same for me. You're making everything that I've ever wanted possible. And I'm grateful for all the things that I have, because I know I'm already grateful for what I've done. Everything that I'm trying to do now is expanding on the concept of giving back. For me, none of this makes no degree of working hard makes sense unless you get what you give, and it's very simple. So I don't believe that there's any way for me to possibly continue my success unless I come up with a very reliable system for giving back. And that's what I'm doing right now with the 100 Souls Challenge. So yeah, I want to make sure we talk again before you sign anything. And this is to me, it's just, you know, I'll look in some different neighborhoods and I'll know that there's a lot of activity. And yes, you might know people who do this. Fine. Make sure that whether it's a relative, whether it's a friend, someone that you've known for 20 years, just make sure that you also include me on that list. And that's all I ask. I'm not asking for the listing. I will never be able to, you know, take a listing away from someone who has one. That's not how it works. What my job is to make sure that you get a different viewpoint from just the ones, maybe the traditional ones that you've seen, the approach that I take, the results that I have, and again, sharing with you some of the secrets of the Soul Formula, including, which is the thing that I do once you're signed on with me, one of the first reports you're going to get, which has been a huge eye-opener for a lot of you, is the top 5 mistakes sellers have made in your area. And that is something where some of you are absolutely blown away that you didn't know this. And you're generally speaking, very grateful to be told that this is what someone did. And this is how much money they left on the table. Again, I see this every week. I just saw this recently, like just in the last couple of days, where there's a property where if I had my way of getting it sold, there literally would have been at least $200,000 more on the table for that seller. And it literally would have just been a mix of exposure, timing, and correct pricing. But one thing that you cannot do, and this goes out to anybody who's done this, is if you are on your 15th or 20th, and there's some out there that are close, relisting because you've been listed so high for so long, and you keep canceling and relisting and canceling and relisting, you have a stigma attached. Now, the agent maybe that you're working with might not have the balls to tell you. I do. I'll tell you right now that if you've tried that before, there might be a stigma attached. So it's important that, again, I have a remedy. I've got a formula for that as well to sort of, you know, to counteract that. It's not an easy one. There's a lot of work involved and it's not cheap, but it can be done. So my point to you guys as well today is about talking about the formula for selling success, for sales success. I don't want you to think that any of this is random. And if anybody tells you that they have no control over it whatsoever, then you should quickly just lose that phone number and make sure that you're talking with me. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm wishing you all a wonderful March. It's going to be a fantastically busy one from my standpoint alone. And I'm hoping that your name and your property is on my 100 Souls Challenge. So I'd love to make sure I have one of my sold signs on your lawn. If it's a condo, there's probably no sold sign, but it still counts. And it still helps me, again, achieve a very large goal that I've got this year and some amazing podcast interviews coming. I've got some live seminars happening in Toronto. And if you are interested in them, there's going to be some very hot topics, stuff that including some of the best free money grants that buyers can get, the top 5 renovation mistakes many have made over the last little while that I've noticed, top 5 mortgage mistakes that people make when they're getting ready for a mortgage. There's a lot of things that I'm going to be uncovering, and there's going to be some people who will not be happy with this information being released. And again, as I've always said, I have no problem speaking very directly to people. And directly about these topics. These topics, I think, are the difference between when you sort of discuss the difference between, you know, someone who's intelligent about things. The intelligent ones discuss ideas, and we have debates about ideas. The, I would guess the the opposite of that, the unintelligent, the morons will speak more about people. And I've been very, I don't know if you'd call it fortunate or not, to be the subject of some people's blogs. And I've gotten some very interesting emails over the years from people who didn't like what I was doing or had some comment about me. And the only ones that I actually ever respected were the ones that I had some respect for in the beginning. And a lot of them are busy just looking in my lane. The funniest one recently was one agent emailing me trying to question what my pricing strategy was. And only a few days after that was I able to break a sold record for that type of property in that area. And somehow I never got an email after that. So it's kind of funny that, you know, when there's anybody who's in any division or any field, any career that sort of has something that other people don't, there is a little bit of jealousy. And I'm okay with that. My problem is, again, if you focus on the ideas, if you focus on the actual concepts, and not worry about me, don't look in my lane, don't stand in my lane. I've created with my sold report, with over 20,000 plus website visits since I started it, I've created a stage where there's only room for two people, myself and those of you who are signed up with me, my buyers, my sellers, my renters, anybody who's up there with me on that stage. There's no room for anyone else. There's no other agents. There's no other people up there. There's actually the only other people that are up there are the people that are part of my support team, which includes a world-class concierge service, which is a company by the name of Take It Easy Concierge. And her name's Tara. She is the absolute five-star concierge on the planet. The personal concierge for Mick Jagger when he's on tour. And this is the same person who, again, helps rock stars, CEOs, doctors, single parents, you name it, get organized. And she's actually part of my seller and buyer bootcamp program. So you get a couple of hours of her very, very, very incredible consultation help in helping you move. And of course, you're able to work with her, on your own basis going forward. And I promise you, it's a life-changing experience. It was for my family and I when we connected with her. And that was something that it was just about learning more about what life is really about and focusing on the right things, organizing all the kind of stuff that she is able to help with. She can help you guys. There's also travel rewards included, the exposure that you're going to get from me just between my sites and even on Zillow, which is there's 180 million active users per month there. On top of that, again, there's just so many reasons for you to get started, and there is no additional costs. That's the thing. And you know, the 7-day travel resort vacation certificates, these are all part of my program. There's no additional cost. This is what you would almost, you know, for the most part, pay for anyone, but you're going to get so much more. For me, the cost, the value has to exceed the cost by 100%. Like, there always has to be more value for anything to make sense. And I'm hoping that when you guys are listening to this, you're hearing me. This is, you know, my actual voice. None of this is scripted. I don't hire anybody to write this stuff. I don't have a ghost blogger. It worries me that a lot of people out there look at some of the blogs that are being written and assume that those are all being written by those people. I know for a fact there's many cases where that's not the case. It's all written by a third party and it's pushed out as stuff they say. Not to say that there aren't certain elements of that, certain marketing elements that might make sense for, you know, some small things. And I definitely use automation in some ways, but as far as, you know, these kind of podcasts and my blogs, anything that I try to tell you guys and try to teach you, this is all coming from me. So that's the one thing you have to remember, that when you're working with me, you're getting me. So I really hope that we can connect in person. And that's where, again, when you go to mysoldreport.com or uniquetoronto.com, I've changed the entire way that a real estate site works. For me, it's way more of a conversation path that we have to follow. It's got nothing to do with the property itself, because that is always going to be secondary. Knowing about you and knowing about what your needs are is going to be always the first primary reason that, you know, you're going to want to connect with me. Because once the transaction's over, this is the scary part for a lot of people, once the transaction's over, for them, so is the relationship. And that is, to me, such a it's such a foreign concept for me, but it's the way a lot of people work. A lot of realtors work that way. Once the transaction's over, so is the relationship. In some cases, there is automated follow-up and things like that. But for me, this is way too big of a deal for you to not become, you know, not to have some degree of a relationship. And I'm not talking about all of us need to become best friends, but in many cases, a lot of you guys that I've worked with were at concerts together. You know, we'll go to the bar, grab a beer once in a while. I'll just drop by and just, you know, chat with you guys. For me, that's absolutely the best part of this process is, again, I don't consider it a long before you make a move and long after you make a move, I'm in the zone with you. So, and I'm really, really thankful every time that gets to happen. So thank you guys so much for listening in. Today was a little bit of a longer one, but again, this is a big topic, and I don't want anybody making a mistake, especially as we, you know, we're approaching spring. The spring market's already on. If you haven't noticed it, it is on. So you cannot afford to make that mistake. Make sure that it's me that has the sold sign on your lawn, that has the for sale sign on your lawn, to ensure that you have the selling formula in place for your correct area. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.